Okay, you're being recorded on tape, you're being recorded on the video, but you're not being streamed live on the internet. Unlike everybody else who would.
The benefits of going to this.
Only localized.
Then should I shut this?
What's that?
Should I shut this?
No.
Okay.
Moss, if you're ready, we'll just start.
Go for it.
Evening, everybody. You've seen our kind of brief before, but just to go through it again. For the State Department Cables team, with Erica, Linda, Chris, Johan, me, and Jess. As a brief about our brief, I want to first tell you about the collection and who'd be interested in it. Then tell you about our search tool, a bit about the development of it. Then go into the batch evaluation results, the user study results, and those things that we would have liked to add to the system given more time to work on. About the collection, the U.S. State Department, as I was growing up, I thought they were the department that handled the U.S. states. I also thought they were kind of a bit redundant because we already had a Department of the Interior, and I figured they must have been the Department of the Exterior. But we kind of use the same paint on both sides of my house, so. Indeed, now that I'm a federal employee, I'm much smarter than that. They're the branch of the federal government that deals with international diplomacy. And from 1973 to 1975, the collection we have is the diplomatic telecommunications that they sent from the embassies back to the home station, and from the home station out to the embassies. So it's a behind-the-scenes look at international affairs. And we have some very interesting things happen during the time. First, the end of the Vietnam War, the last troops left, beginning in 73, and in 74, I believe, the North Vietnamese rolled into South Vietnam, and we closed and evacuated the embassy there. And a message in the collection I thought that was particularly interesting was George Bush Sr., who, as I read the message, I thought he was the ambassador to China, was responding back to a request to be nominated for the Director of Central Intelligence. As we done research in the batch evaluation, we discovered he actually wasn't the ambassador to China because we had no ambassador to China. He was the,
the chief of the U.S. liaison office.
So he was just liaising because we officially didn't want to recognize a communist Chinese government. Some of the cable still reference him as ambassador because his job before that was ambassador to the United Nations. And in the collection, I thought that was interesting because he's responding back to Henry Kissinger and the other powers that be at the time, saying, please don't nominate me to be DCI because I have future aspirations of being the vice president. And if I become DCI, I need to step away from politics and be just a straight shooter as the head of the intelligence community. And as history played out, that didn't work out in his favor, but it did not hurt him at all. He went on from DCI to be vice president and then president. For the users of our collection, by its nature, it's not a find the fact and find it once and then you're done, but rather diplomatic telecommunications is a conversation that's never ending. It's not a finite, here's our policy and we're done and we'll never change our mind. So the users are going to be historians, and they're not going to want to look for just one message, but the whole series of messages, the whole conversation on a topic. And those users, especially in today's world, but more common email and lots of different ways to communicate, may not know telegram formats and know about the formats for addresses and tags and those things peculiar to diplomatic telecommunications in the 70s. Our search tool is made in Java and used NetBeans as an integrated development environment. Within the Apache open source software, we used Lucene and Digester to import the XML. And like everybody's IR system, we have two main parts, that sucked everything in and indexed it, and that provided a GUI and a search engine. the main benefit that we'd offered over what the State Department has out on the National Archives website was the abstractions from, say, somebody wanted to search for Japan. Well, if they just search for Japan, they have, they go to that middle one, they have 4,700 messages. But if you're looking for all the information that we have in the collection about Japan, the embassy for Japan's in Tokyo, so if you look at everything that they had sent and received by their address, it's 9,000. If you were to search for both of them, you'd wind up with just 3,000, so you have a considerable amount of information that's relevant in the collection, probably relevant to your query, but wouldn't have the term Japan in it. So for our system, we added in, behind the scenes, if you search for Japan, we threw in Tokyo. If you search for Iraq, we threw in IZ. If you search for Africa, we threw in XZ. We have maybe 600 some odd terms that would be the less common form in today's speak, but totally acceptable in State Department traffic in 1973. Okay. Chris?
Well, so simply adding some of those features would be an improvement on the existing system that you can find online. But we wanted to make sure that we couldn't sacrifice any of the search quality, and we were hoping, in fact, of course, to improve on it if possible. So we selected certain queries focusing on well-known historical events and personalities, which we hope to make the evaluation understandable in the field. Represent the kinds of queries that somebody might actually write, or that a historian or a social scientist might write for the in their query. I'll come back to this point in a little while about the inherent core for search terms. Part of how we were able to achieve the geographic abstraction. Thank you. Part of how we were able to achieve the geographic abstraction was through adding an inherent OR for search terms, and that increased our recall but lowered the precision. So that'll come into play when I talk about this in a moment. Here's just a little snapshot of how our system performed on the five different queries we threw at it. Here's the other system. A little hard to look at these side by side when they're on different slides. But basically, in the case, both systems yield similar results. But in the case of both query 3 and 5, our system returned all relevant documents, which you can see the purple and the yellow line at the top.
In query 3,
the actual queries themselves were U.S. withdraw Vietnam, that's number one. George Bush ambassador China was the second one. IRA bomb was the third. Nuclear proliferation was the third. And Portuguese colony and independence was the fifth. So four, for 3 and 5, that is IRA bomb and Portuguese colony and independence, we received all relevant documents. We yielded all relevant documents. So, but NARA's system was better in on query 2, which was the George Bush ambassador. I'm going to jump to side by side comparisons for each of the queries because it's a little bit easier to talk about it that way. And note that the fuchsia line represents an RS system in the blue. The purple line is NARA's, and the darker one is our system. Overall, what we ended up finding was that the system's mean average precision ended up completely averaging out. They both came out to exactly 0.76 with all of them calculated together. So so what little variances you see here ended up actually completely equalizing by the end of it. The thing that ended up being most interesting to us for the batch evaluation turned out that there are a variety of factors that made the side-by-side evaluation of the two IR systems tricky. And our group came across three different issues that forced us to make decisions about how to level the playing field for the two dissimilar systems. One was, one had to do with the inherent OR in our system that I mentioned earlier, and the fact that there's an inherent AND in the system that we are comparing ours to. So we had to make a decision that the results were so completely different when we put in a query into our system compared to the other into the original NARA system, that we added AND to all of our searches in our own system. That did change changed the actual query that we were using, but it leveled the playing field, and the results turned out to be much more similar once we did that. Another issue had to do with the fact that the rank results are presented differently between the two systems. So we had to make up a method of reorganizing NARA's retrieve documents to resemble the rank list that our system provides. The NARA system returns things according to date, so you have these three dates, 73, 74, 75, and if 74 returns the largest number of documents were returned in 1974, then it listed those first, and then it listed 75 second and 73 third. So it's hard to pick a ranked, a ranked set of documents out of that. So we had to pick kind of a round robin style. From the top one, take number one from the second, number one from the third, and call those one, two, and three, et cetera. So then it would be 4, 5, and 6 on the, all the way down. Whereas our system did return a ranked list. So that was another way that we had to try to work with the system. Third issue that we faced came from our own ignorance on the subject of one of our queries, which Dave also talked about, which had to do with whether the fact that George Bush was not actually ambassador to China at the time, and so that of course played with the results, and it played seriously with the building judgment. Because anybody who was judging them and realized that was kind of a false query to begin with, would rate them all as non-relevant, whereas other people would rate it all as considerably more relevant. So I'll pass this on next to.
I'd like to thank everyone who participated in our user study. We really appreciate it, and we had fun. For our first question was, do novice users find the system easy to run? All volunteers, which was a total of 7, did consider the system easy enough to use, although one volunteer stated that a person used to Google may expect more. But considering our time frame, I think we do fantastic. So as we continue, can users easily learn to formulate effective queries using our system? The response overall was yes. However, observations have shown that we should have emphasized that Boolean queries should be used, such as capital and other Boolean queries. The initial results were large because they were not known to use Boolean queries, and that caused some difficulties, but they got over. Are there common mistakes and misunderstandings that can be addressed for a better design? The AND. Should they were requesting that AND capitalized be automatic instead of before, just to help with the query terms and how many results you get back. And someone asked, it would be nice to be able to see the whole subject and title of the results, just to make clean up what they were clicking on so they have a better understanding of what might be relevant for what they were searching for. Their expectations for the system were overall met. One volunteer said it was more user-friendly than the NARA's current system. We take that as a very much of a compliment, and everyone worked hard. What would we like to see in the design system? Being able to hit enter instead of having to click to perform the search. Just a, you know, cosmetic, but I'm sure some people would prefer that. Limited number of hits per search. Some people got over 1,000 hits, and that, of course, caused some concern, and that also goes back to the Boolean query emphasis. Make the interface wider so they can see the subject and title as well. Someone asked for summaries, so a brief blurb about the results from feature vault, which would mean we would have to limit the number of hits. Provide feedback that tells the user that their request is processed. Even though it's at the bottom and the left, you want something more in the front to say searching, just so you know that the system has been frozen. And the layout that would separate the results, making it easier to read. When the system brings up the term, the results, they're just sentences, so they can't blur together, which someone pointed out, so a way to make them easier to read. For the ad features, geographic abstraction and tag abstraction is used. Only one person used it, and he's not sure if it worked or not. So we're, in the future, someone can test that better. And the main suggestions and comments were to highlight search terms, which we were working on, but there are some time constraints. We decided to focus on the meat of the project and to jazz up visually because there is, I guess, no color. And next we'll go to Dave.
You need one last slide? From the batch evaluation and the user study, again, didn't get time to try and code it, but bugs to fix and features to add. We thought we had been able to sort by the results date rather than by the relevance score. And if you have just 1 month in your collection, as we did for the tests, because we didn't want to do the whole 2 gigs in every search while we were developing, it works just fine. But if you stretch it out for 3 years, discover that it was treating that as a string and giving you all of the firsts and then all of the seconds and then all of the thirds for every month. So it didn't quite work as we had set out. Some kind of a warning, as Eric had mentioned, for a large result set to say, did you really want to retrieve 10,000 or 12,000 messages and allow them to click cancel before they have to wait through it? There is a way to cancel, but it involves going to the operating system, which I guess technically isn't part of our application.
Should have taken the
class. pull the search button out so it's persistent past the click event. Right now, as you go to an example screenshot, as you enter a search term, hit perform search, it will populate this column. And as you click on anything from this column, it re-performs the search and then grabs that number or that far down to populate this thing. And this was actually something that Lucene Textbook said, and you'll be amazed at how fast that works. Well, it works really fast when you have like 25 messages in the results set, but when you get 25,000, researching it in order to get one hit back down. Then you have to click again and wait for that research to happen again to get another message out. It was a bit longer than we wanted to wait. The option to export the results to a file, a web GUI instead of just a Java GUI, a way to say yes or no, I want to use the abstraction terms rather than having it just snuck in behind the scenes, and the ability to recognize a multi-word search term, and that is for the abstraction terms. If you wanted to search on South America and it has a tag from the State Department that is stored for South America, our system today would hit South, look to see if it had any tag, and see it look for America and see if it had anything, but it wouldn't be able to put the two together. That's it for that. Did want to show you the system and see if anybody had a quick search they would want to see. Preferably not something with 30,000 hits.
What do you have about NASA?
2,700, so that's your popular.
Of course.
Meanwhile, questions? Yes?
We have still a lot of companies talking about the time, you know, there was a festival on the field, and the information being found, or, I mean, are you talking to the radio?
For telegram format, I'm extremely familiar with it. I think I might be doing one other group that's extremely familiar with it. For Java, Lucene, and other toolkits that we use, I don't think any of us were extremely familiar with it. Okay, it popped up, so let's see if there's anything in particular. So, a message for NASA representatives. So if you wanted to call somebody's 1973 phone number. Okay, I know
you're Kissinger.
And there were no roughs working in the State Department in that time, but there were a couple of orbs. And apparently the orb that we have is somebody doing physical security for embassies.
I'm sure that's not originating agency determination required.
I do. Or do you remember how?
Did your group discuss the idea of highlighting search terms in the results?
We discussed it at length.
Yeah.
We would love to have hidden or highlighted things in our results. It's a bit of a rich and quiet place.
But it's where our utter lack of familiarity with Java really starts
coming
into play.
Another question? I was just wondering why you decided to input it more.
Let's say we were going to add the explicit and in instead of the explicit or. And then we also threw in that abstraction term. So somebody wanted to search for Japan, and we tossed in Tokyo and said, and. Well, instead of getting that, you're only going to get this.
Not bad, necessarily, having seen half your presentation.
If you wanted somebody to have just a narrow result set, but the idea of throwing in the abstraction term was, they searched for Japan, they didn't know messages that contain the word Tokyo are going to be about Japan or from the Japanese embassy, but may not contain the word Japan. So the idea was somebody would know this, and we would let them find a much wider result set.
Sort of goes back to the first stage of our protocol of using the city name to refer to the country. So rather than saying Germany, says saying Berlin, says. So there would be lots of things about Germany where the word Germany would never have been used.
So did you just use implied or for the geographic terms or any term that you just typed in?
Any term. So something we would like to correct to add in proper Boolean logic with the parentheses to put in order of operations. And if somebody had a string of things that was and we added an abstraction term, put that abstraction term with the term that it was referencing in brackets and say this or this, but then and everything else.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much.
Okay.
things that he besides this? Any of these?
No.
Okay. Just a moment. No, sir, that one. You guys will be broadcasting live if I'm on.